I truly believe that when Paulus Vandersloot passed away, he took with him secrets regarding the disappearance of Natalie Holloway, what really happened to Natalie Holloway. We all know that Joran Vandersloot has several different versions of what he considers to be the truth, and I think most of us who look at the case objectively will think and will understand and will know that Joran Vandersloot is the only one around now that has all the answers. Will it ever be proven? Will it ever be determined if the Kelpos had any knowledge or direct involvement in this case? We don't know. But one thing for sure, when Paulus Vandersloot died of a heart attack here the other day, he took a lot of information with him. Here's what I don't agree with, and here's what I'm going to take some flack about. Those that have made light of Paulus Vandersloot's death, those who have mocked his death, those who have made caricatures of his death, shame on you. The man has died. It is difficult to see what the Holloway family went through with their daughter missing. It is difficult to see and to understand the reaction of the Vandersloot family. But at this point in time, making light of or making fun of a man's death, I think is low class. Did Paulus Vandersloot have involvement in this case? My opinion, probably. Did he have information that could lead to the recovery of Natalie? I think he probably did. But will that information be brought about making fun of his death, making caricatures of his death? No, death isn't funny. I recently lost my father. I have a sister who is dying and may not live another month. Whether we agree with a person or don't agree with a person, making fun of them dying, I think is just wrong. That's just me. I'm hardened. I'm about as hardened and sometimes as cynical as you can get. And am I a supporter of the Vandersloot family? Absolutely not. But making fun of a man's death, making light of a man's death, in my opinion, is just not right. Dying is tragic. Dying isn't right. Those made fun of Natalie Holloway's dying, shame on you. Some of you who made fun of Natalie Holloway are now trying to defend Paulus Vandersloot. You can't have it both ways. When you make fun of someone, how they died, why they died, or when they die, I think you need to take a long look in the mirror. The Vandersloot family also needs to take a long look in the mirror and finally come out and tell the truth about what really happened to Natalie Holloway. Joran Vandersloot is the only one who knows now. Maybe his mom, I'm not sure about that. But Paulus Vandersloot is in a special place now, whether you believe or don't believe, and he'll have to answer to his maker. But those of you that have decided to make fun of that, stop doing that. That's just my opinion, and I'm willing to take the flack for it. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.